School District Business Administrator Kip Bigelow says the growth they're seeing is on par with what's been projected.
We've understood that there are several families who have possibly moved out of the district during the summer months, and so until we get in school and those memberships move, it looks like our enrollment will be somewhere around 1,730 to 40 students, which is more than we had last year. We were about 1,636, I think, at the end of last year. So district is still growing, and we anticipate that. I took some time yesterday to look at our projections that we did from our master planning 3 years ago, and actually this amount comes very, very close to what we projected it would be right now.
As things stand now, Superintendent Shad Sorensen says they have the space for the new students, but it's getting tight.
At this point in time, we believe we will be able to do it without bringing in any portables, but we are right to the point where probably portables would be our next solution. It's a temporary measure until we can pass a bond and build an additional building.
The Silver Summit Academy was built out to accommodate the students who will be moving in as the Silver Creek Village is built out. Already, Sorensen says they're not able to accommodate the growing list of students who want to attend the school that was designed as a blended learning school, which uses technology paired with face-to-face instruction.
Our enrollments grew significantly there. We have a waiting list. I do not anticipate that we will dive deep into that waiting list, but we have 75 in our elementary program and nearing 120 in our secondary program. And that pretty much puts that building at capacity.
As students move into the school from the Silver Creek area, Sorensen says there will be less room for students from the rest of the district. With no signs of their growing number slowing down, Sorensen says they do have options, but not many.
We do have that second building in the back where currently the Park City rain gutter is occupying. And so current plan is that we would transition into that building when they build their new facility.
Once students are approved to opt in for the academy, they can remain regardless of the number of students living within the school zone. The new school year for students enrolled at the Silver Summit Academy in Park City started on Monday. The rest of South Summit schools will open next week. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.